I'll tell you why I'm a changed
man. Play Meat Marion.
Hey, they call me the Meat Man. Y'all have seen me eat now. Hit on the Meat Man. Y'all have seen me eat now. I got jaws like a bear trap, a teeth like a razor.
You're listening to The Best Barbecue Show, the show where we talk, taste, and even try to cook the best barbecue in Texas, which is the best barbecue in the world. I'm here with Stover Lewis.
Gotta see me eat, man.
Stover Lee Lewis III. We're wearing the same shirt.
We are. We're wearing matching shirts today because that's, I guess, how we do things now. The last time you saw us, we were in matching shirts.
Yeah, we're feeling it out now.
I think we are fashionistas now.
We'll get there. We'll find it.
I got a question for you, Yoni.
What's that, Stover?
What is the Demigorgon from Stranger Things' favorite food?
What is it?
A barbecue.
Oh, wow. Too soon.
Is that too soon?
Too soon.
Rest in peace, Barb. We speak your name.
Yeah, her parents just found out. Come on.
I know. They're going through it hard. But I heard she's tasty. Guess what?
I know they like KFC.
Guess why I'm playing this?
Why?
Because we are the champions, baby.
Yeah. Kings of the line.
Kings of the line. Tell them about it.
We went to Franklin Barbecue, their grand reopening on Tuesday, and we were third in line. Talked to the news from 4 a.m. to 11 a.m.
You say third in line?
Yeah. Well, we were the second group in line.
I'm calling us second in line, even though technically we were three and four.
Second to two guys who set up a tent and then were somehow not that psyched to be there. Even on the news, they're like, I don't know if it's worth the wait. Like, I was like, someone put a camera in your face, dude. Maybe get a little excited that you're first in line to get, you know, one of the best barbecue places in the world.
I was just distracted because on the my computer here, there's a Rocky music video where he's punching meat. And it made me think we really should probably do that for Instagram, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Don't break your hand.
I don't need hands to do a radio show.
It's true.
In fact, I don't have any. I ate them over Thanksgiving.
I would say, you know, I like it when you run all the sound, but I'll take it over if you end up breaking your hands on some some beef ribs.
Hopefully we're going long enough we can just mind control the show.
Yeah, I mean, the simpler the better when it's just two of us.
You got sick after we were in the reopening of Franklin's, right?
Well, I was already a little sick, I lost my voice. And
I can hear it. It's kind of just coming back in now. You're going...
Yeah. We're going to be cutting a lot of coughs from this episode.
I'm leaving them all in. There's one right there. What are you drinking? A little cough syrup?
Austin Beer Works Bloodwork Orange.
That sounds good. Is that good for you? The citrus probably for your throat, right?
I don't even care anymore.
Well, you know we love the river beer here.
Yeah, river beer.
So I'm going to crack one of those. This is Dylan on the last episode had a bunch of these.
Oh, yeah. Me and Dylan are both big fans of Hops and Grain.
So one of the reasons we're celebrating is this last week we were, of course, got to taste Franklin's food again. It's been months since he's been open. There was a fire. They're back on their feet now. But we're celebrating, yes, the debut of the Meat Men on television.
Oh, yeah. We were all over it. Local TV be damned.
How many things were we on? Did we count? Like seven?
Seven or eight.
Including like newspapers, Eater.
Including the personal Twitter and Instagram of the coolest reporter in Austin, Jacqueline Sarkissian.
Yes, the official Best Barbecue reporter, we've dubbed her now. Because she let us be on TV a couple times all over her Instagram. She also name dropped the Meat Men on a later broadcast that morning. And she's the reporter for Good Day Austin, so that's the morning show.
Yeah, if you guys hit her up on Instagram, we want her to get an influx of Meat Men.
It'll
saying
scare
hi.
Her or anything.
No, scare her. Just say get
hi.
In there.
You know what to say. Say hi.
We want to show her how big our army is.
Nothing creepy.
That's what they gave their order.
Here's Jackie Sarkissian's Facebook Live video from her Facebook. She chats up the Meat Men a few hours after we've been there.
Well, it's funny. Those guys stayed in the tent like all morning until there was a Wonder Bread guy who came in to bring like racks of white bread.
Okay.
And he made them shut their tent down so he could get his racks through the door.
That tent was stupid.
You guys saw it here.
Check it out.
A little before four.
Hashtag Meat Man.
Don't you
Hashtag
forget.
Meat Man.
Best barbecue podcast recorded from Austin, live, local.
Yeah, we
so
got
So they are number two and number three.
We like to see of ourselves both as number two.
Okay, they are number two in line.
It's by group.
Okay, by group.
We never...
This is me constantly arguing with her for some reason.
You're like Jedi mind-tricking her. Everything you say, she's like, oh, yes, of course.
Later in the day...
These aren't the meat men you're looking for.
Later in the day after we ate and we were on our way out, she got my help like trying to drum up some excitement.
Yeah, that was fun.
And then later, the next day on the news, I saw on NBC, they had a clip. There was no sound, unfortunately, but it was me yelling at the audience and you filming it.
Yeah, you got the line all psyched up. You got them chanting, meat.
Meat, meat, meat. And then, I'll be darned if people just started chanting.
Well, and that guy who videotaped us doing that called it the Meat Man Barbecue Podcast, which was funny.
Yeah, so we had tons of interviews. I haven't even found them all yet. I'm pretty sure we were on Spectrum on their broadcast. So if any of you Meat Men saw us Meat Men on TV, please let us know because we're always trying to laugh at ourselves.
Yeah, funny enough, news clips are hard to track down these days.
My buddy Nigel Duara from HBO Vice, he's a correspondent on there. He said it looked like I was on heroin and bleach bender.
Nice.
When he saw me on the news.
Perfect. That's exactly how I'd describe you.
And I took offense until I watched the video, and then he was right.
You do this, like, pretty boy duck face thing. Yeah.
I can't help it.
Right? That early morning shot where I'm like, I don't even know what to think because I'm still in my pajamas.
Your jammies.
Got the jammies.
Let's take a listen to that appearance. For those of you that don't know, here's some background, too, on Franklin's Fire and Rebirth.
Hey, everybody. Franklin Barbecue open for business once again. It has been closed for nearly 3 months after the smokehouse caught on fire. Fox 7's Jacqueline Sarkeesian has been out there since before the sun came up this morning talking with the people who've been waiting in line. Jacqueline, how's it looking at lunchtime?
The official Meat Man reporter.
Dave, still very busy, still an extremely, very long line. So it opened up about an hour ago, exactly. And one by one, people have been walking out the door with
so
the biggest smiles on their faces. Many of them have been telling us how rough it's been without having their favorite barbecue these past few months. These people, what you're seeing right now, they have waited in line for several hours. People have come from all over the world for this, Sam.
Oh, nice.
Literally talking about all over the world. We met one couple that made the trip from Australia. Per usual, people have been waiting in line for hours to get their hands back on some Franklin.
Hey, we're on the TV.
Many of them.
I'm wearing a blanket. You missed it. It was a quick flash. It was you with your big coat and me wearing a blanket.
Nice.
Not just from Texas, but
see,
California,
we stripped off
London,
our clothes
like
when we were on the television.
Australia.
We tried to.
So we had those shirts, the Meat Man shirts.
3 months after the smokehouse caught on fire, the owners and staff have been hustling to reopen by Thanksgiving. The smokehouse is still being built, but the Franklin's built a smaller one outside for the time being. They've also redone the kitchen and touched up the restaurant with some fresh paint and polish, but the recipes remain the same. Franklin is internationally known, but people coming...
You know, I'm a big fan of the official Meat Man reporter, Jacqueline Sarkeesian.
Yeah.
But she's hard to edit because she doesn't take a breath between her sentences.
Yeah, she's got... she's got that hot mic going.
Who's one of your favorite barbecue people who works at Franklin?
Oh, Benji, for
Benji.
Sure.
Benji, let's listen to him.
Oh, you got him pulled up already?
We've been telling ourselves we're going to open in 2 weeks.
This is the general manager of Franklin Barbecue.
Like 2 more weeks, and it's been 3 months, but it's really great to be back doing it. We have so much great support from the community, from, you know, so many people have been here 20 times already. It's really awesome. It's amazing.
You want to hear a clip of us on television, Yoni?
Yeah, let's hear
Fox
it.
Fox 7, Good Morning Austin.
That's someone you'll make a barbecue podcast in honor of like we did, people like him. It's just what you do. And when you're a Texan
barbecue
guy, you
on
care.
Morning news.
And so, are you in pajamas, Yanni, or no?
I'm in sweatpants.
Okay.
He called it his jammies earlier.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Well, you guys are lucky because I feel like yesterday it was colder, so it's a little cold, but not as cold.
Yeah, it's a low 50s and you know, nice November weather here in Austin, Texas.
And my toes did fall off, but
oh,
that's,
wow.
You know, it's
okay.
Good food.
Yes, you know, it's worth the wait, worth getting
you
some delicious
Snover's
barbecue.
On the mic.
So these gentlemen will be here for several hours. So you guys, I'm sure.
Whenever I
we'll
say
be
something like that in front of the official Meat Man reporter,
soon.
Jacqueline Sarkeesian, her eyes bug out.
It does seem a little chilly out there.
She gets
for Meat Man,
like
but,
she doesn't know what I'm going to say.
In good spirits, that's for sure.
Yeah, and the other guy, he got that weather straight on. Lower 50s, 51. I can't believe it. They're already in line.
Yoni,
it's because I watch Zach.
So we got Meat Man said a handful of times there on television,
oh, yeah.
And then here we come later in the day, And what happens? You turn on NBC, KXAN, and you see the Meat Men again.
Aaron Franklin, the owner, has really maintained an upbeat spirit
about this whole
thing.
We're a little more angry at NBC, KXAN, Yoni, and why is that?
Because they didn't even get the podcast show
name right. He's just grateful no one was hurt. But the timing of today's opening,
they called us
make no mistake, is no accident.
The Man Meat Barbecue
Podcast. The Meat Man Barbecue Podcast.
So many families come in, and it's kind of like an annual tradition to come to lunch here for like the Tuesday, Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So we made it, barely, but we made it.
And Aaron said there has been just an incredible amount of support from the community right after the fire. Everyone,
what's funny about these clips, Yoni, is as you watch them, you just see us wandering around in the background.
We were everywhere.
And Ray from his barbecue was all over the place, as usual.
We were going live. I was getting coffee over and over again.
Still from that big reopening for now.
So at the start of our NBC clip, I'm screaming, meat, meat. You can't hear it, though, but you can see me like pushing my arms up. And then there's, I would count probably here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, oh, way more than a dozen. I'd say probably 20 people doing the same thing.
Yeah, you got the crowd riled up.
It doesn't take much. You just have to scream at them for a little bit. But my favorite part, and we just watched this, so I think I've probably seen it like 100 times right now, is you have the biggest smile on your face and you're doing like a selfie video. And then the camera zooms in and you're wearing your hashtag Meat Man shirt.
Perfect.
And then that's the opening image that they show of Franklin reopening.
Yeah. Anyone who wants to get a crowd psyched at your barbecue spot, let us work the line. We'll make it good.
And don't think we think it's all about us. We're having fun. The media just loves the Meat Man. We didn't seek them out. We just showed up.
Yeah, no, we just showed up ready to go.
I mean, we were wearing our podcast t-shirts, but people got to know about the show.
Yeah.
Let's take a listen.
The air on the east side of downtown this morning as Franklin Barbecue fired up the pits again after a fire earlier this year. The lines formed before sunrise, and by the time Franklin opened, the line stretched around the block. People we spoke with say the wait was well worth it.
I don't know about that.
Now, we might be dedicated. There are some people who are willing to always camp out, but we did get up as early as I'm ever going to get up in my rest of my life.
That's about as early as we get up when we cook our own barbecue, so that's about the limit besides just staying up all night.
You can already hear my voice going.
You were losing it by then, but we were having a good time, so was it worth it?
Oh, it was delicious.
I would have taken getting sick for that day.
Yeah, I'm still paying for it a little bit.
I was having a rough too. I mean, everyone's getting hit by allergies here.
Yeah, it's that time of year. You overeat and weird weather.
So I'm starting to ask the Meat Men to do assignments online, Yoni. We have enough of an audience now that they start to do things for us if we ask.
Let's do it, Meat Men.
Tell NBC, KXAN, that's the NBC affiliate in Austin, that they got it wrong. That we are not the Man Meat Barbecue Podcast, that we are the best barbecue podcast.
They said Meat Man Barbecue Podcast.
Meat Man Barbecue Podcast.
Tell them we're not the Meat Man Barbecue Podcast.
Absolutely not the Meat
Man
Barbecue.
That we are the best barbecue podcast.
We are the Meat Men. And you all are meat mans.
They don't understand the difference between a podcast and a hashtag.
They don't know shit. You know.
This is what I'm saying. These news people, they go, they read off a teleprompter, and then they like go home and sleep in a coffin. Like they don't mess with the outside world.
Yeah. Well, you know, once the sun came up, Jackie just disappeared.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
Do you think maybe you're onto something there? It wasn't Franklin reopening. They just smelled a bunch of meat cooking, and they all descended on it. Pretending to be reporters. Well, I mean, the guy from NBC was nice. I mean, he's probably listening right now.
We gave him a card that says Best Barbecue
that's
Podcast.
That's the thing. I was a reporter for 10 years, man. You gotta... He didn't do it. It was someone else that did it, but he's responsible. And I bring it on his head.
I blame everyone that did it wrong.
So what I want the Meat Men to do, and Yoni back me up, is just instead of just saying hi, just tell them no, they got it wrong.
Yeah, correct them for us, please.
So all the Meat Men in Austin listen to Fox 7 in the morning. No, listen. Yeah. See, I think everything's a podcast. Watch Fox 7 in the morning.
Hit up Jackie Sarks. Hit up her Instagram, Jay Sarkissian Fox 7. And tell KXAN that we're the best barbecue podcast.
What was your best barbecue show? Of course. Again, it's in the name. What was your favorite part of that day when we were outside Franklin for like most of the day?
I would say... Well, Ray showing up he really turned it up a notch. He went live about a minute after he showed up. He had that sweet Tesla that I wanted to go for a ride in, but we never had time. And his sons were hilarious, too.
Yeah, no, he's got a great family, the Ray Ramirez family. And LA Meat Men know him probably, but if you don't, look him up just a little south of downtown. Great guy. And he seems to always be able to get here at a moment's notice for us.
He moves fast, that guy.
We'll see him again in April for the Houston Barbecue Fest.
If not before.
Yeah. He actually gave us a shout out on our behalf, you saw, right?
Yeah.
Asking them to for the meat men to have a presence at the festival.
Oh, yeah.
And he's right.
Hopefully he'll get us some upgraded tickets.
Well, I mean, they're listening too, I'm sure. I mean, just make it happen. You know, we're fun. You've heard all the shows.
Let's go, Houston.
Yeah. We're not trying to compete with the Houston Chronicles podcast. They're good too.
No, let's all be on each other's shows.
Yeah. I mean, we're the best.
It's a barbecue family.
Right? We are the best.
Oh, we're the best barbecue show.
Yeah. It's not just in the name.
It's not just in the name.
I'm pretty certain we're the best.
Well, yeah, well, when iTunes upgrades again, we'll find out for sure.
I think those push-ups got me all macho and, you know, like, I'm just wanting to...
Oh, let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something, brother. Barbecue Central show can... Burr. Pew, pew. What does he do, the air horn?
Burr, burr, burr. Pew, pew, pew. Ham horn?
Ham bones. A barbecue podcast, in all earnestness, that we do enjoy, the people behind it, is Behind the Smoke, the business of food. Check them out. They're good guys. They're from California. They actually told us, Yoni, that once we make shirts, they saw you wearing that Meat Man shirt. They said they'll guarantee us at least 3 purchases.
Let's go.
So we have a number of Meat Men asking us for shirts now. So we want more of you to say it, because the more say it that, you know, that tell us you want shirts, the quicker we're going to make them for you.
Yeah, we're looking at 2018. I mean, get like, some Meat Man shirts.
I swear to God, right, Yoni? We will make them first thing 2018 if enough of you say you want them.
Yeah, let's go.
It's an easy layup. So yeah, thanks to those guys for that, because we will. Early 2018, we will have t-shirts. And a t-shirt that we are both wearing, like we mentioned before, is the Rays one. You can actually find that online. Exactly. That's the sound of comfort, because these t-shirts, Yoni, you like
they're
it,
soft.
Right? I told you. I got one of these in California, and I felt bad because I only had one. So Ray drove up a bunch for us when he came up recently.
That man is the epitome of generosity.
And what's the coolest part on the shirt? I think we're in agreement.
I think the cool Texas Ray's Barbecue logo on the tag on the left sleeve.
Yeah, so on the sleeve, it's a little Texas flag with a cow that says Ray's Barbecue on it. And I'm thinking we got to get like that for the best barbecue shirts too, because that's a flourish I need on all my shirts now.
It's sexy.
Is it sexy? Thank you, Yoni. He said that when I was putting my arm in front of him, that meat man arm. So my favorite thing on Franklin's that morning was being able to fit almost an entire slab of brisket in my mouth and eat it in one bite. It just melted.
Yeah,
I swear.
They're back in it. They haven't skipped a beat.
All the photos that I saw in like Eater and the Austin Chronicle and online and on Instagram that people put up, you're all over them because we were at the front of the line, but you are leaning again like a kid. You had the biggest grin on your face, and you were just staring at that meat being sliced.
Yeah, you guys were like, people are making fun of it because everyone has their phone out but me.
Well, I am a, you know, reporter. I'm never not going to have my phone out. That's the funny thing, because you were just pure bliss, like meat bliss, and I'm behind you taking photos. So I'm like always stepping away from the camera and trying to push you in it.
Well, the other thing is that the people that work there, they take it so seriously. It's like a high-end restaurant. So they've got... not only the cutter, but he's got 2 guys backing him up that the moment I said turkey, all of a sudden there was a loaf of turkey right in front of him. And, you know, the moment he needed anything, they grabbed it, he unwrapped it. I mean, they're working hard and fast. This isn't one of those, you know, go out into the country and wait in line. These guys are running people through the line as fast as they can.
About an hour after we got there, Franklin actually came out, said hi to us and our friends behind us.
Yeah, he came out and talked to dozens of people. I mean, he knows half the people that showed up, probably.
But the cool thing was, just like when we went to his pop-up a couple months ago, because we were there so early, we got serious FaceTime with him. I mean, he came out before more than 5 people were there.
Yeah, that's the beauty of this business, is that with barbecue, you got all these people in line. Once, you know, by the time the doors open, most of the cook is done, and he's got great people cutting and working, and I snuck in the back and watched some guys trimming. He had like 3 guys trimming briskets all at once. And yeah, you all right there?
Yoni, that burp I just did stunk. I couldn't keep it in.
You're like Christina P burping into the mic.
It's this, the beautiful river beer. We'll use that as an ad. You know what we always say now about Topo Chico? We got this from Louis from Louis's Barbecue.
What's that?
The burps make room for the meat. The burps make room for the meat. So that's how I feel about all this carbonated stuff.
I just chug half a Topo and I can fit another couple slabs of brisket right in there.
The official drink of barbecue until Big Red decides to sponsor the best barbecue show, and then they'll be the official drink of barbecue.
So we got some letters to Franklin from some fans, don't we?
We do have letters to Franklin from some fans. I put up a picture from us at Franklin's, asked people to give him a note welcoming back. And since we have a worldwide audience, I thought it would be fun to see what people said. So I'll read the first one here, Yoni. This is from Gulf Coast Barbecue. Good to know you guys are back in action, but more importantly, no one was hurt. And that's true, Yoni.
That's on Instagram?
We got all these on Instagram.
Awesome.
And then Gulf Coast Barbecue continues. Can't wait to actually eat your food and meet you in person. God bless. Did you see how we spelled meat?
Yeah.
That's how I always spell it too when I talk about barbecue. Do you want to read the next one there?
Yeah, sure.
I gave him the hard name.
Deli Part Barbecue IOFOK. Hashtag meat man. Welcome back at Franklin Barbecue! ! Greetings from Hungary. Have a nice day.
Well, you might want to. That's not my typo, by the way. But again, we have a worldwide audience, and I'm often talking to our Japanese listeners through Google Translate, so I'm sure my Japanese is butchered.
Listen, we're in Texas. People don't speak English good here, okay?
So another one of the meat men out there sent a note to Franklin. This is KRS2_barbecue on Instagram. Welcome back, man. Missed you last week while visiting Austin. Hit up Terry Black's. Was delicious, but you're still on my bucket list. Next time. Terry Black's is a good stopover if you can't get another place. I mean,
yeah,
I'm
Terry Black's is.
Let me rephrase that. That sounds like the worst commercial of all time because I love that place. Go to Terry Black's even if you go to Franklin's. You can always go to Terry Black's.
Yeah, someone asked me at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon the other day, where can I get barbecue right now? I'm like, Terry Black's. They're like, where else? Nope, that's it.
We have another message for Franklin here from one of our listeners. Go for it, Yoni.
From Shayev.
Again, I'm giving Yoni the harder names.
So glad you are all back at Franklin Barbecue. Keep the awesome barbecue smoking. 3! Hope to get back out soon. Happy Thanksgiving to you all.
I like the way Yoni reads letters from people because he includes all the punctuation.
It's like I'm talking to my keyboard.
Yeah, that's right. Yoni is always doing text translate. That's probably his natural way of
voice
of
to
reading
text.
Now, voice to text. That's why if any of you are lucky enough to get a message from Yoni, it's usually pretty butchered because it's not that he doesn't know how to write. It's that he's always doing voice to text because he's a busy man.
I try. It works 90% of the time.
Speaking of Yoni, my new favorite question in all the world, Yoni, is this, and I'm starting to hear it more. Who is Yoni? Like, that's a good question to be hearing, yeah. Right?
Call me. I'll answer it.
I went on Gordon Ramsay's Instagram to try and get him to be a meat man. We're trying to get everyone to be meat men, including...
I love Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, we'll get Gordon Ramsay, Warren G, Adele, Justin Timberlake. They're all going to be meat men in 2018.
They'll all be here.
So I was telling Gordon Ramsay about the show. And someone on his page said that their favorite burger of all time was... Do you remember what it was, Yoni?
No, I don't remember.
Outback Steakhouse.
He said that?
He didn't say it. One of his fans did.
Oh, yeah. I made fun of that girl.
And then I responded. I put your name in that response because I thought it would crack you up. And then her response was, who's Yoni?
You remember what I said?
You said, someone who eats better burgers than Outback Steakhouse, which is a Gordon Ramsay type response.
Yeah, exactly. Awful.
But seriously, I mean, we're looking to get celebrities on the show, are we not, Yoni?
Of course. Why wouldn't we want celebrities on the show?
But we're not just going to get like all horrible celebrities who are promoting something. We're looking for meat man celebrities. Anyone who loves barbecue and happens to also do something else.
I think most celebrities love barbecue. There's a few of the vegan ones out there, but I want Alex Jones. I know he lives in town.
Oh, God.
Well, get him.
He's big and fat. He might be a meat man. That's not slander because it's true.
I just want to get him all riled up and feed him some meat.
You know who I want to get on the show? Number one of my list.
Who?
Of go-to guests.
Tell me.
I'm just going to play a little clip here.
Oh, I would
well, Warren
I would
G.
love Warren G.
Yeah. And he's a real meat man. He actually is. If any of you follow him on Instagram, you'll see that he's constantly barbecuing. This is his thing. We talked about Adele on the last episode, how she's a real meat man, and Kelis, or Kalis, excuse me. Check it out. Let's go.
It was a clear black night. I'm eating some brisket. I'm boiling my ribs. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm cooking them. Cooking them high. Cooking them low.
We should
redo barbecue sauce.
G-Funk era. Meat man style.
We're doing a little flow, Yoni. Do it about brisket. Talk about going to Snow's. Yo. 2-1 and Lewis.
I got nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Yoni's on his bike going to Lexington. He said, I'm gonna eat till I'm in tons. And he's getting bigger and so am I. But we don't care cause we fly.
So, Meat Man, here's another assignment for y'all. And if any of you can pull this off, I mean, they get everything. They get the keys to the castle, right, Yoni?
Oh, we'll send you all our merch for free.
I mean, you are in the Meat Man. We've dubbed a few people Meat Man Hall of Fame. And we don't give that out lightly. But Warren G, if you get Warren G, oh my God, Meat Man Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
You'll be the Beatles of the Meat Man Hall of Fame.
We'll thank you at the end of every episode in 2018. So Aaron Franklin, Benji, Andy, all our friends over there, thanks for coming back. Thanks for getting started. I know you're still working out of trailers, but you guys are heroes. You raised a ton of money for the hurricane, and you're back at it. So let us know when your pit room's all done. And we'll tour the new smokehouse. Thanks again for having us. We're grateful to have that, you know, in the middle of downtown Austin, have some of the best barbecue in the world.
We forget sometimes, Yoni, because we are constantly going to like great barbecue places, how lucky we are to be here.
Oh, we're in the center of it. I was just thinking about other cities where you drive around and you never pass a barbecue place. Almost at least once a day.
Portland, Oregon, baby.
At least once a day, I'll be driving my car and I'll catch a whiff of a nice wood fire smoking. And I'll be like, God bless Austin, Texas.
Well, God bless our fans because we have some shout outs here. One thing I've noticed in the last couple of weeks is all of you have been really taking up the call to come out and say hi a lot more. You've been seeing it, right, Yoni?
Yeah. I love the Just Say Hi campaign. I love hearing from y'all. You have no idea how fun it is to interact with the crowd. I mean, that's half the reason I go on the Instagram is just, you know, most of the time, if you're talking to the best barbecue account, that's Stover. And I'll jump in whenever I can. I try to do it on my personal account so we don't get confused.
One of our biggest fans and one of our favorites happens to be in Norway. Meat and Metal. No, you've heard about him on the show before.
Yeah, he started a podcast.
He actually started a podcast. I know this isn't true probably, but I'm going to just go ahead and say he's inspired by us. Totally.
Most likely.
And it's strange. I listened to it. My girlfriend wonders why. I listened to his show. I've listened to all
even though it's not in English?
Yeah, check it out. It's pretty fun. Let me play you a little clip over here.
Man, grilla ribbe sånn at det blir den nye julemiddagen. Det stort sett det som jeg har for I dag. Det ble en litt kort springende episode dette her. Jeg gir meg så en aldri så liten shoutout til The Best Barbecue Show. Dette her en fantastisk herlig liten podcast fra Austin, Texas. Det to karer, nerder, kan man vel nesten kalle dem, barbecue-nerder, som bor I Austin og som spiser seg rundt på barbecue-steder der I gården. Og de intervjuer eiere, pitmasters, altså alt fra Snows til Mueller's. Det rett og slett herlig å høre på. Fantastisk flotte, vennlige, hyggelige karer som veldig, veldig entusiastiske om med det de holder på med. Og den gleden kommer ordentlig godt fram I podcastene de holder på med.
Fun, right?
It's really interesting to hear.
I can't wait till we start hearing our names said in a lot of other languages too.
Oh, the worldwide audience is half the fun.
we actually asked our fans to just say hi yet again online, but this time I gave them a prize, Yoni. I gave out a Rays shirt to one of our fans.
Yeah, we've got one of these sweet shirts to give away.
Yeah, we actually are going to give another one out at the end of this episode, and we're going to decide who to give it to.
We are littering the world with Meat Men gifts and treats.
So what I'm going to do, Yoni, is before we wrap up the show, I'm going to do a quick post on Instagram, and the first person to comment, and I know it'll happen quick, is going to win the shirt.
Sounds good to me.
So I'm going to work on that right now. Why don't you go ahead and read some fan shout-outs here, Yoni? I have them right here for you.
Yeah, we got a shout-out from Salt Goose Barbecue. Looking at that shirt gives a feeling of pride, the pride of being a meat man. I agree, Salt Goose. That's sweet. You should be proud that you are a meat man.
All meat men should be proud, and all meat men should follow our orders and get Warren G on the show.
Koi Lukizi 74 says, I would like to have one too, but with Meat Woman written on it. Don't worry. Meat Woman is coming.
This is something I really want to make clear yet again. The reason we call our fans and ourselves Meat Men is because it's awesome, number one. But that our theme song.
Yeah, it's our theme song.
The Meat Man. We don't mean to exclude women from our audience. Let's make that very clear.
Yeah,
we have a lot of female listeners. Yes, we're going to have more and more diverse people on the show as best we can. And yes, everyone is a Meat Man.
It's like the royal we.
I've called dogs Meat Men. That dog at that LA pop-up I went to, he was scrapping up all the food on the ground. He was a real meat man.
I would be too. We also have one from Nate Smith 77 says, after we get our cue on, we like to sit around the fire in the backyard and listen to you guys' show. Thanks, Nate. That's Smith. Nice. Or Nate Smith. Do you think it's Nate Smith or Nate Smith?
It's Nate. He is one of our biggest fans. I mean, that's one of the nicest things that I like to hear from people. We've heard this before. People cooking and listening to the show like at the same time or at like a barbecue. This is what we want. We love this. Get that air horn ready, Yoni. So what we're going to do more and more is you've already seen it. We've already given out a book. I actually also with that book, Yoni, I wrapped up a bunch of our business cards in a dollar bill and gave it to Rene G.
Yeah.
I paid him
off.
Down
payment.
So I've been promising Meat Men dollars everywhere. I'm making us go broke before we even made a dime on this show, Yoni.
That's fine.
I owe you all $1 million. You know, we probably would pay them if we could. We love them all. But we're going to give out a shirt right now, another Ray's shirt. He kindly gave us some to give out on the show.
Shout out to Ray.
Shout out to Ray. This shirt's actually going to one of our biggest fans here. TX Rhino. You've seen his name pop up a lot lately.
Hell yeah. Go TX Rhino.
He's a big fan. He wrote to us and said, so what's up? It's Thanksgirvin. That's not what he wrote. I just finished smoking a turkey. Floridians need to know about Central Texas barbecue style. And he's right. They do. And that Floridian is going to win a shirt. Pew, pew, pew. TX Rhino. Congratulations. You've won a Ray's barbecue shirt. In fact, Yoni, look. I have a little trick. Check it out. I'm standing up. I'm going to take off my shirt, but look, Yoni. Check it out. Ready for my magic trick?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, TX Rhino, I'm giving you the shirt off my back. And I got another one underneath.
They never stop.
So this is the shirt you're going to get. It's a little sweaty. I was hoping it wouldn't be too, but it's soaked through this shirt. So TX Rhino's getting the shirt off my back. Beautiful.
Perfect.
Ray's barbecue shirt. We'll get that in the mail next week, along with the other shirt we gave out to Black River Barbecue. Well, that was fun. I love giving stuff away, Yoni. I wish we had prizes like 10. I wish we could just give stuff away for the whole podcast.
Oh, I mean,
you get a shirt. You get a shirt. You get a brisket.
You get a sticker. You get some sausage.
Let's start saving like just a piece of meat and putting it in the mail for the meat men.
We can wrap it up to go. It's smoked. It'll last a few days in the mail.
So how do people win prizes, do you think, Yoni?
Pay attention. Turn on your notifications for our posts.
Subscribe to the show. Rate the show. Review the show. We have a complicated algorithm for when we give out prizes.
Yeah, it's if you can figure it out, let us know.
And this week, we have a surprise for you. Another Thursday episode.
Yeah, we got a little bonus.
Yeah, we actually recorded a little fun episode from outside Franklin's.
Yeah, so we
you'll
sat
hear
there
us
with
from
our microphones.
In the morning. Just us, a bunch of cement trucks. And
so many cement trucks,
the official,
for God's sakes.
The official Best Barbecue Meat Man reporter, Jacqueline Sarkissian from Fox 7 Austin.
Jay Sarks.
Was there as well. So enjoy that. Here's some more from our Franklin's visit. And stay tuned for more Best Barbecue on Monday.
we're working on a best of episode. So if you got any favorites and you want us to, you want to hear us comment about your favorite episodes or your favorite segments or your favorite interviews, let us know. Because we're going to put together some reviews for y'all at the end of the year. And as you know, you can always find us at Best Barbecue on Instagram, at Best Barbecue on Twitter, bestbarbecueshow.com, and email us. Email us a picture of your foot. Email us your smoker. Email us your favorite recipe or a picture of your favorite barbecue-themed shirt. Contact at bestbarbecueshow.com.
Hey, they call me the meat man.
This has been a production of Glencliff Media, produced right here in the heart of Texas.